Chapter 2, The Voice in the Room. The gala performance that evening was a complete triumph. It was truly the most successful performance ever held in the opera. Members of the audience continually called out for an encore. All of the dancers, composers, and singers had worked in perfect harmony to produce such superb performances. But no performance outshone Christine Daae's. She had never been the best singer, but tonight she was like a flower in full bloom, singing with great passion and intensity. All in the audience were deeply moved during her performance in the prison scene and the final trio in Faust. At the end of her performance, the audience went wild. However, Christine, having put all of her heart and soul into her singing, fainted and had to be carried to her dressing room. There was one man in the audience who listened to Christine Daae with special intensity. This was the young Viscount Raoul Chani. He had come to the performance with his older brother, the Count Felipe Chani. Felipe, 41, had raised his much younger brother with his sister and an aunt after their parents had died. Felipe was very proud of his brother Raoul. Raoul had grown into a successful, well-balanced young man. From his aunt, the widow of a naval officer, he had developed a love for the sea. He was very soon to begin a career in the Navy. While Raoul still had some time in Paris, Felipe had decided to introduce him to some artistic delights in the city. The opera was one of them. That evening, during the performance, Raoul said to his brother, "She looks ill, like she's going to faint. She's never sung like that before. I must go and see her." Raoul entered her room just when the theater doctor did. Christine had only just regained consciousness, and Raoul said, "Doctor, wouldn't it be better if everyone left the room?" "Yes," agreed the doctor. "Everyone out. I want everyone out," shouted the doctor. Raoul, the doctor, the maid, and Christine were the only ones left in the room. When Christine saw Raoul, she asked, "Sir, who are you?" Raoul replied, "Christine, I am the boy who long ago rescued your scarf from the sea." Christine looked at the doctor and the maid, and they all laughed. Raoul felt very insulted and said, "If you do not remember me, then I would like to speak to you in private." "Come back when I am better," Christine said. "Please, all of you go. I am restless this evening." By this time, the whole theater was empty. Raoul had been waiting in the hallway. He saw the maid leave Christine's room and asked, "How is Christine?" She laughed and said, "She is feeling quite well now. But she wants to be alone. You mustn't disturb her." Raoul suddenly thought, "She wants to be alone? Does she want to be alone so I can talk to her privately?" He walked quietly up to her door, preparing to knock. He suddenly heard a man's voice. "Christine, you must love me." Christine was crying and said, "How can you say that when I only sing for you?" Raoul felt like someone had stabbed him in the heart. He felt a sharp pain in his chest, and he could feel his heart pounding. He heard the voice again. "Are you tired? I gave you my soul, and now I am dead." Christine replied in a very sorrowful voice, "Your soul is beautiful, and I thank you. It is the most beautiful gift." Now Raoul decided to wait in a dark corner. He felt so many emotions, but especially he felt love for Christine and hate for the unknown man. "I want to know who it is I hate," he thought. Soon after, Christine left her room, leaving the door unlocked. As soon as she was gone, Raoul went into her room and shut the door. It was completely dark. "Who are you?" he called out. "Where are you hiding?" Come out now, coward. He lit a match to light the gas lights. He looked all through the room, but found nothing. It was a complete mystery. A secret passageway, he thought to himself. Or am I going mad?Later that night, there was a dinner for the two retiring managers of the theater. Everyone was enjoying the meal when suddenly, a strange figure appeared. He was wearing a suit, and his face looked like a skull. "It's the opera ghost," people whispered. "It's the Phantom of the Opera." The strange figure said loudly, "Joseph Bouquet's death was not a suicide." Everyone, especially the managers,were completely stunned. The figure suddenly disappeared from the room. Sometime after, the two retired managers were sitting down, talking to the two new managers, Richard and Mon Sharman. "We've helped you all we can," they said. "We just need to talk about this opera ghost." Manager Richard laughed and thought, "It's all a joke." But he asked, "What does it want?" One of the ex-managers gave the new managers a document. It read, "The managers of the opera must pay the ghost 20,000 francs a month, 240,000 francs a year. Box 5 must also be available for the ghost for every performance." The two new managers laughed to themselves and forgot all about the ghost. They thought it was nonsense. But a few days later, they received a strange letter written in red. The writing was very childlike. It read, "You have not kept box 5 for me. There will be problems if you do not give me back my box. Opera ghost." The next day, they received another letter written in the same red childlike writing. It read, "You must pay me my 20,000 francs. If you do not, there will be serious consequences. Opera ghost." The new manager said, "It is the former managers. They think it's funny to joke about this ghost. Let's just ignore it." Soon after, they sold box 5. The next few days passed by without any problems in the theater. However, one evening, the owners of box 5 started behaving very strangely. During the performance, they were laughing and shouting. Managers Moncharmin and Richard asked the guard, "What happened in box 5 last night?" The guard said, "Well, the people in that box said that a voice told them box 5 is taken. Then the people behaved terribly." "What did the box keeper say?" asked the managers. "She said it was the ghost," replied the guard. "Bring the box keeper here now," they demanded. The box keeper, Madame Gurry, came. "It was the ghost, sirs," she said. "He's very angry about the box and his money." "Has he ever spoken to you?" the managers asked. "Yes, of course. He asked me for a footstool," she replied. The managers burst out laughing. The woman was very serious, however. The managers decided to fire the box keeper.